The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara Harius of Gimel Amid Beis. I'm a Rabbi Yainasen. May Yashiyash Vilahiris, Ein Harvin, Ache Yoru Kulan, Shanem, Mermer, Vimkal Das Yisrael, Yishku, Ache Yishku Kulan. The whole 100 have to be part of the Hirolitais. The Gemara Yisan at Viris Kashis, the Gemara says that Rav Mishashi asked, he was Mesiv because we find in Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer Barbi Tzadik that they said, in Goising Zera Latib Al Kane Raif Hatibi Khailan Lamid Ba and Omar of Adaba Ava because we have a Pasik Malachi by Meira Atem Nerim Vaisi Atem Kaivim Hagoi Kulai. Over here the Lashon is Hagoi Kulai and still Rabbi Shimon Gamilon and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik said Raif Tiba. So we say three of the Rabbi Yainasin. So we're saying that if Raif Tiba is Yechailan Lamid, That's considered for our purpose Hagoi Kulai. So to over here by the, in Harius, the Sanhedrin who made a mistake, Kol Das Yisrael Roiv is considered like Kulai. Now, I want to mention, there's an interesting tshuva from Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam. The tshuva is mentioned Bekitza and the Matcha, which will Limir Hashem get to soon, but the tshuva was printed in Shalat Shuvas Bale Taisvas more recently. And over there in Simon Aleph, Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam has, who we know famously for his piyut for Shabbos HaGadol, but he has an interesting lashon there. V'aloi ein goyzim gzera letziba, elam keim roiv hatziba chayin lalamud ba, shanema v'shakei l'moitzanuha sagi koyach. Now, it's not clear whether this is his own drasha or he had this from Chazal, but we have an interesting lashon, as it's been pointed out in the Tanchuma in Pinchas, Oish Yudalit. The Tanchuma says, Shaka lemitzinu saki kayach. We have a seer that says, Hein keil yaskiv bekaychai. How did these two psukim stem? Elikashu naisen lefi kaychash, mevakash mehen im mevakash lefi kaychan. God Baruch Hu gives kafi kaychai, and he only asks from people lefi kaychai. So in over there we find that what the Ebeshe is from people. Over here in Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam, Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam is understanding that this same concept applies by Gzeirus, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ask from people what they can do, so too Sanhedrin, those who have a kayach to make a Gzeira, don't make a Gzeira beyond what is possible for people to be soivel. We find in the Maral, in Netzach Yisrael, Perek Chav Gimel, when he brings the Gemara in Bava Basa Samach Hamed Beis, that by the Churban, there were Prushim Bisrael that weren't eating basa and not drinking yayin. And Rabbi Yeshua told them, this is Pnei Inat HaMachlam Basa, Nachal Basa, Imken Lo Nachal Lechem, Shasko. So he said, we can't do too much, we can't do too little. El Amr Chachamim, there's a certain amount, yes, a certain amount, not. Now, the way the Maral explains is like this. He says, "In grazing zera letziba, only if roiv hatziba chan lelamid ba." He says the Maral, "Shim in roiv hatziba chan leiskayim, in klal kan kabolis hagzera." If the tziba can't be mekayim it, then there's not kabolis hagzera. Meaning, it's two things that go together. The tziba has to be mekabolit, and it has to happen. And if the tziba can't be miskayim in it, then they can't be mekabelit. Shetzach sheyim mekabelim hagzeira haroiv, because she'ein haroiv hatzim echon lelamed, afal gash haroitze is adnul mekabel dovashukash, in kan kabbalah, ki chen kol darke hatayra ru'uyim lekabbalah, ve'ein dover betar shekeneged ha'adam. The Maral is saying there's nothing in the Torah that's keneged the Adam, and if the Adam can't be mekabelit, or if Roiv B'nei Adam can't be Mekabalit, then you don't have a Kabbalah. So this is an interesting lashon and the Maral that's somewhat similar to Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam. Now, as I was pointing out, the Maral is seeming to stick together these two concepts of that if it's being Mekabal or they're being able to be Oimid. I'll make it a little bit clearer. The Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim in Parag Beis, he discusses there about the Bezdin that goes Gzeira, Takana, and it's Pashat Dava B'chol Yisrael, or not Pashat B'chol Yisrael. And later in the Parag, the Rambam says that there's a Gazu Gzeira, V'dimu Sharoif HaKahal Yuchan L'lamid Bay, or was the almost puckback, the light pashta brayv hakahal. And so there are two concepts over here. There's a concept of pasha b'chol Yisrael, and there's a yicholin lamed ba. Is this one concept, or this is two concepts? So the Lech HaMishnah over there brings a shalish shuvus ra'im, chelik alef simen nun vav, that understands very clearly that pashat and loy pashat, and yicholin lamed and yicholin is the same thing. That the reason why it's nispashet is because they're able to withstand it. And the reason why it's not nispashet is because they're not able to withstand it. The Chikrei Lev in Yardei Simen Reish Yud Ches, he points out that the Ches of Mishnah seems to read also like this pshat, because he says Hachei Purusha Das Rabbeinu Kein B'Shemot Shalei Pashat Amulatir Shemitzinu Shein Geizrin. Because you're not Geiser unless Rav Tzibi Chan Lamed. But the Chilke Lev brings a Ribbon Lev and Chelik Dal Simon Dalid that understands that these are two different things. That there's a separate thing. If it's not Pashat, even if Rav Tzibi Chan Lamed Ba, but if it's not Pashat, it's a Bezen Kotlin could be Mevatel this Gzeira. So according to Ribbon Lev, there are two different things. There's Pasha and Light Pasha Chan Lamed, not Chan Lamed. And according to the Re'im, with the Lech HaMishnah and the Ches HaMishnah, these two things are tied together. And again, it sounds like from the Maral that these things are all one thing. The Chikrei Lev, even though he takes strongly the position of the Re'im, but he asks on the Re'im, Lashon HaRambam Hilchas Krishma, that it says over there, in Parak Dalit, that Ezra Bezina Tiknu Tvila Lebalkari, V'loi Pashta Tatakan Nezum B'chol Yisrael, V'loi Hayakayach Barav Tzibin La'amid Ba, L'fikach Batla. Yes, the Chikrei Lev, according to the Rambam, these are all one concepts. He should have said Shaloi Hayakayach, not V'loi Hayakayach Barav Tzibin La'amid, not it was not spread through Klal Yisrael and the Tzibin couldn't, but Shaloi haikach, because they weren't. So this is a difficulty that the Chikrei Lev raises on the Re'im with the Rambam over there in Hilchos Krishma. Now, there's a question that's discussed extensively in the Rishayim, which is when it comes to Takanas, if the Roiv could be kaif on the miyat. Now, this is Nageya with Medina Mamanis. It's Nageya when they are Takanas L'migda Milsa. It's Nageya when they are Mi'utim in the Kehila. And it's Nageya when you have one city and there are multiple Kehilas in the city. And the Miyat Hashem will examine some of these things and try to understand why there might be distinction. So the Matchan Bavabasa Simon Tav Pei, he brings a Tshuva from Rabbeinu Tam, that says that when there's a kehila and they're making takanas for various purposes, I believe these are mamanistic takanas. So he says that the roiv ha'ir can't be kaifa the miyat. Over there he mentions the tshuva briefly, the tshuva, or the psak early I mentioned from Rabbi Yosef Tov Elim and others. And then, in Taf Pei Beis, he brings the ravya that says that a roiv could be kaif on the miyat, and one of his rais is from our Gemara over here in Harius, that hagoy kulay v'rube kikulay shema minasha chalak zeis v'askamas haroiv aval pi she'en hamiyat yichaylin lekabla. Even if the miyat is not able to be mekabalit, so it's possible for the roiv to make a gzera that should be chal even on the miyat. That's the shita of the ravya. Now, this is something the Marshdam points out. He goes through the many, many shittas of Rishayim, Lekan u'Lekan. Now, one big question is, what about when it comes to one kehila being kaifa another kehila? So there's an interesting shuva from the Mir ben Lev, in Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Beis, when he says that according to those paiskim that the roiv is able to be kaifa the miyat, even by mamanis, something that's not not lemigde milsa. So he said, just like the roif could be kaifa the miyat, so too if you have a city, then roif kehilas could be kaifa the miyat kehilas. This is something that was very nega in his times, especially when you had a lot of upheaval, when various kehilas were leaving what was becoming what's today Spain and Portugal, and they were being chased out, and they were often picking up and coming in large groups and forming kehilas elsewhere, and there were cities and towns that where some kehilas wanted to make takanas and others did or didn't want to join the takanas. And Rebbe Lev says like this. He says, by him the city is that the Roman Nayats, which I think means those from Rome and the Sfaradim, that the whole city is one kahal echad, and people jump from one kahal to the other if they wish. So certainly, one kehila could be kaifa another kehila, if roif kehilas want to join in a takana. And again, he prefaces that according to the Paiskim hold, this is even by mamnis, even this will apply even by mamnis, not only by things that are lemigde milsa. But the Mir Lev goes on to say, even in Salonika, what over there is every kol ish medavik haloshen amay. And when they came after the Gerush, each people formed a kehila based on their own language, and no one transfers from one kehila to the other, and each kehila is mefarnes as their own aniyim based on language group. And each one is written in the government pinkus as levade, that for many purposes it's kol kal kal is ki erbifne atzmai. Says Rabbi Ben Lev, even so we know that roif kehilas hakaifa kal echad lahaskamasam. Now it's interesting, he says this is the noihig, but he seems to hold this is only the minig, but krayesh we had the rais el zehe inyan alashini mekapitz v'oilam mekatsa. Mirben Lev holds this is the correct thing, that roiv kehilas could be kaifed the mit kehilas to join in their takana, even when they function totally separate as separate kehilas. However, there are two other shitas. There's a Chuvas Radach, there are actually two Chuvas Radach, the Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel Hilchas Sris Ha'ayma, when he discusses here about different minhagim about Sris Ha'ayma and different kilos in the same place, and then the Tav Tzadi Gimel Siv Kap and Vav, he's mitzayin to the Radach. The Radach is missing in many editions of the Radach. It may be deliberate, some feel, but in the editions that have all the simanim, one shuv is in Beis Yudalid and one is Beis Yud Gimel. So in Beis Yudalid, he talks about a kehila that was making a takana lemigde milsa, and about rikud betaruvus, and he mentions this machlokes rishayim about a meat being kaifa the roif or not. But he says even according to Rabbeinu Tam that by a takana the if the miyat is misnaget hatakana, the roif can't force him to go along. That's only by mamanis, but not by something that's lemigda milsa. That's what he says in Beis Yudal. In Beis Yud Gimel, he's discussing about a place called Arta, when he says there were four kehilas, one from Carpathia, one from Sicily, one from Calabria, and one from Foise or something, and each one had their own kehila, and for various reasons they wanted to make takanas about that people can't switch shuls or can't daven in another shul, and there were all kinds of aspects, the mamandistic aspects of it. And he says over there that that when you have a city and you have different kehilas, so it's like different bate dinim. So he says even one kahal, they can't be karchat rabim to be gois on the miyat, where there's a Vrach Lahai B'Seit Lahai. Culture came one kahal to another kahal, can't force them to go along with their takanas if it's something the lavi sura of lavi migdim milsa l'kulam. So he holds that a kahila against another kahila, if it's not a question of something that's migdim milsa l'kulam, or Isura, one kehila can't force another kehila to go along, even if three of the kehilas in town want to be guys or something, that they can't force the fourth kehila to go along. So this is not like the Marie Ben Lev that we saw earlier. Now there's a more extreme shita in the Shai Yeshua from Rabbi Yeshua Ben Venisti, who is Rabbani Kushta, in Chelik Beis, Chai Shemishva, Simin Sadi Beis, so he brings many shuvas on the topic. And he brings here from Rav David Vital, who was a Radach son-in-law, a Lashon like this. He brings a very interesting Lashon. Nira Behedya, I'm sorry, Like we find in Harius, the rave kaifan lemiuti bevade dafet akanta milsa milsa. See, he says it's a mavorant Harius, which again, this is only according to the Rav Yah, the miut could be kaifa the rave. But he started off even lemigdim milsa. Says Rav David Vital, haynu mila keshoytem rave kal echa bedover, yachon lak of his hamiut. Aval kahal echad lakuf kahal echad mi ashkachan. Va'aval gav da'ava ruba, the ishan meima kol kavu kamechse al mechse dummy. Kame shakaiba makam beis haknesav ni atzma vahaini tes chanuyas. The mean kol kavu mechse al mechse. Rav David Vital is saying something very interesting, that we don't have a rave over here. Since each kahila is kavu b'fnei atzma et chashav, so we can't employ rave. And rather we say that each kahila is, he's saying that rov won't work over here. So this is arguing on his Shred Radach and arguing with the Rebbe Lev, and he's saying that one kahila clapping another kahila, we can't apply the concept of rov, and we can't apply the concept in our Gemara of Hagoy Kulay, and he's saying that this will even be by Lemigda Milsa. Now, the big question is, what is Pshat in these chalukim that we're saying over here, that there may be a difference between Lemigda Milsa and Baimamanis. So there's a kaivitz called Shaimei HaChaimis, and over there in Simen Nun Tes, there's a Rav Moshe Yechiel Rot, he brings down many Makaris on this topic, and the Rishayim and the Mashram, I mentioned earlier, they say Kof Yud Zayin, that he'll bring many Rishayim Lakan about Roiv being Kofi the meat with a Takana. But then he asks this question about what is the logic to be Machalic between when something is Mominous or when it's Lemigda Milsa. And also, fundamentally, he asks, what's Pshat in the Machlokes between the Rav Yon and Rabbi Natam? In Kol HaTakula, we go with the Rav. And why over here are they arguing by Takana whether you go with the Rav, whether the Miyat could object or not? Or we could rephrase it this way. Why is it that in the Gemara in Harius, in our Gemara, we say that we go with the Rav when it comes to Hagoy Kulay by Takana? And why is it that the Rav Yon feels Rabbi Natan feels that when they're making a takana mominis, you don't go with the rav? So his answer is, I'll repeat the Yisrael of Shai Yashin, Shai Gimel Par Gimel, that there are different kind of rav. There's rav of Anhaga, and that's why by mominis we don't go with the rav. And then there is rav by Dayanim, that there's an entity of Besdin, and the Miet is Kamei She'enai. When you have Roiva Besdin passing one way, then the Miet is Kamei She'enai. So he would like to say, according to Rav Shimon's Yisai, that this is really what they're discussing over here. That virtually all those who hold that when it comes to Lemigda Milsa, we could go with the Rav, and they'll understand that over here we'll apply this concept of the Midas Kamisha Enai. Mashenkin, when it comes to Mominis, over there we're going to have our Machlekes, whether we could apply the concept of Rav, or we'll say that the Rav, that the Mid remains an entity, and we won't say that the Midas Kamisha Enai.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.